Hey everyone, welcome back to the Still Space. I hope you're breathing deeply and feeling grounded as we begin this journey together again. Today, we're diving into something that can feel a little tricky, a little uncomfortable even. We're talking about letting go of attachment to outcomes. Now, imagine you're planting a beautiful seed in your garden. You nurture it with love, water, and sunlight, hoping for the most vibrant bloom imaginable. But what happens when that sprout doesn't turn out exactly as you envision? What if the petals are a different shade than you hoped, or maybe even a storm comes along and bends the stem just a little? It can be tempting to feel disappointed, even frustrated. That feeling of attachment, of needing things to unfold in a specific way, can become a burden, weighing us down as we move through life. What if I told you there's freedom in letting go of that tight grip on how things should be? Freedom from the constant worry and anxiety about what might happen next. Imagine releasing that need for control, allowing yourself to simply experience the journey, embracing the unexpected turns and detours along the way. This doesn't mean becoming passive or giving up on your dreams. It's about shifting our perspective, recognizing that life is a tapestry woven with threads of both joy and challenge, success and setbacks. The beauty lies in the process itself, in the growth that happens when we learn to navigate the unknown with grace and resilience. So how do we actually cultivate this letting go? How do we loosen the grip on outcomes and embrace the flow? Let's dive into some practices that can help us. Begin each day with a fresh start. Instead of dwelling on yesterday's successes or failures, choose to approach each new day as an opportunity for learning, growth, and joy. Acknowledge where you are now, breathe deeply, and set your intention to be fully present in this moment. Reframe your thoughts. When you find yourself caught in a loop of worry about a specific outcome, gently challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen? Often, we magnify potential problems in our minds. Remember, life rarely unfolds exactly as we expect. Embrace the possibility of surprises and detours, for they can lead to unexpected beauty and wisdom. Cultivate gratitude. Shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the simple things, the warmth of the sun on your skin, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger. When you cultivate gratitude, you open yourself up to a sense of abundance and contentment, releasing the need to chase after external validation. Practice mindful breathing. Whenever you feel anxiety creeping in, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly, filling your lungs with fresh air, and exhale completely, letting go of tension and worry. This simple practice can help calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. Now, close your eyes for a moment and imagine yourself walking through a lush forest. The sunlight dappled through the leaves creates a mosaic of light and shadow on a path ahead. You breathe deeply, inhaling the crisp air and feeling the grounding energy of the earth beneath your feet. Every step you take is filled with purpose and presence. There's no need to rush, no destination in mind. You're simply enjoying the journey, allowing yourself to be fully present in each moment. As you continue walking, notice any thoughts that arise, let them float by like clouds in the sky, without judgment or attachment. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, the gentle breeze rustling through the leaves. This is a space of peace and stillness, a place where you can release the weight of expectation and simply be. When you're ready, gently open your eyes and bring yourself back to this room. Remember that feeling of groundedness, that sense of calm and clarity. You can cultivate this anytime, anywhere. Take those deep breaths, reconnect with the present moment, and let go of the need to control every outcome. Trust in the process, embrace the journey, and know that you are perfectly capable of navigating whatever comes your way. Carry the mantra, "I am at peace with the flow," with you today. Let it be a reminder that you don't have to force anything, just allow life to unfold naturally. Remember, true fulfillment comes not from achieving specific outcomes, but from embracing the journey itself with openness, curiosity, and a heart full of gratitude. And remember, the still space is always here for you.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.